Why this works. A French omelet is the smallest test case in classical cooking. 3 ingredients, 3 minutes, and almost every variable a saucier later spends a career on shows up here at full size. Heat control, emulsion, carryover, and a moment to stop. The technique is built around a counterintuitive truth. The omelet is mostly cooked off the heat. A few seconds too long in the pan, and what was tender becomes rubber. Pulling it early, when the surface still looks faintly undercooked, sounds wrong, but 5 seconds of carryover cooking on the plate is exactly what brings the texture home. The butter is doing real work, not flavoring. The first 10 grams lubricates the pan and prevents the protein from grabbing. The final 5 grams is rubbed across the top off the heat, closer to a beurre noisette gesture than a finishing seasoning. It adds shine and a thin film of fat that carries the aroma to the nose before the fork. Common mistakes: heat too high. Target, medium-low heat. Butter foams silently when it lands. No hiss, no browning. Why it matters? This is the single mistake that defines French omelet failure. Hot pan equals browned bottom, seized protein, dry rubbery curd full of holes. The whole pale yellow ideal collapses with a single excess of heat. What to do? Preheat for 60 seconds at medium-low. Sound test: if butter hisses on contact, pull off heat 10 seconds and retry. Workarounds: stove runs hot, drop to low, except slightly longer cook, 90 seconds instead of 60. Heavy carbon steel pan, preheat shorter, 30 seconds. It holds heat longer than nonstick. Over whisking. Target 20 seconds, gentle. Yolks just disappear. The liquid should flow as a slow stream, not foam. Why it matters? Long whisking aerates the eggs and breaks protein structure. Air pockets bake into rubber, and the final texture is tougher with visible bubbles. The French ideal is silken custard, not fluffy scramble. What to do? Fork or chopsticks, not a balloon whisk. Mix until uniform, stop. Workarounds: for an even smoother curd, strain the eggs through a fine mesh after mixing. Removes chalice and unbroken whites. Salting the surface at the end. Target: salt into the egg mixture before pouring, never on the finished surface. Why it matters? Salt on cooked egg sits as crystals on top, tasting sharp and uneven. Salt mixed into raw egg distributes molecularly and seasons from inside. It also slightly weakens protein bonds, contributing to a more tender curd. What to do? Pinch of salt with the eggs in the bowl. Mix it in. Workarounds: want extra finishing flavor? Fleur de sel sparingly on top is acceptable. Large flakes give crunch, not sharp saltiness. Cooking past the just glossy moment. Target: pull when surface is still glossy, not wet, not dry. Total time: about 60 seconds. Why it matters? When the surface stops looking wet, the omelet is already done. Carryover on the plate finishes it. 10 extra seconds in the pan, rubber. There is no recovering from overcooked omelet. What to do? Watch the surface sheen. Pull it glossy. Fold immediately onto warm plate. Workarounds: slightly under your liking, rest plated for 30 seconds longer. Carryover continues to set. Want firmer interior? Bavous not desired? Take to almost dry surface, but no further. What to look for? The pan, butter foams, never browns. If you hear a hiss when butter hits, the pan is too hot. The curd, edges set, center still moves. Use the spatula to fold the edges in. Let the loose center flow underneath. The surface, just glossy. Not wet, not dry. Glossy means there is still moisture. This is when to pull. The fold, soft, not crisp. A French omelet has no brown color and no crust. A probe thermometer is not much help here, by the way. This is one of the rare cooking tasks where sound and shimmer beat numbers. For sauté work generally, the probe is back in its rightful place. Chef's view. There are several views on the right pan temperature for a French omelet. Jacques Pepin's classic version runs hotter than what I describe here and uses constant motion to keep the eggs and fine curds. Joël Robuchon's version is gentler, almost a slow custard. My view sits between them, medium-low heat with about half the motion Pepin uses because it forgives small lapses in attention. The Pepin omelet is faster but punishes hesitation. The Robuchon omelet is gentler but harder to fold cleanly. Either way, the work is the same. Read the heat, watch the surface, stop early. This is the recipe I cook on a slow morning to remember how to cook. When this is good, the rest of the kitchen tends to be good too.